Sergeant Williams, has the state police, are you guys part of that bind that a lot of people are in right now with, you know, not being able to find enough people to work? Or is this just a general recruitment time?
Good question. It's a little bit of both. So we recruit year-round because we hire year-round for troopers and Capitol Police Officer and Motor Carrier Inspector. But we also find ourselves in a situation where we're not getting as many applicants as we would in the past.
So what are you looking for in a recruit? Does this person have to have been a police officer already?
So no, you don't have to be a police officer, don't need any experience. But what I will tell you is we are looking for those current police officers who are looking for different department to work for, changing scenery, you know, working for the state police. You have the whole state, different districts that you can work for. But going back to the initial question, no, there's no prior police experience, no military experience necessary. You just have to have a high school diploma or GED, you know, meet the age requirement, be a U.S. citizen. So if you meet those requirements, you stand a good chance to become it.
But the state police do look for people who are of pretty good moral character, I would assume, people who are people who, you know, want to do this for their community.
Absolutely. So we're looking for you to possess those same core values that we have on the department, having integrity, being disciplined, being involved in the community. So those are, you know, self-motivated, you know, having a little grit. Those are the type of characteristics we're looking for.
I like when you said having a little grit, because this is not an easy job. This is something that you're going to be required to be out on holidays, be out in the rain, help people in a hailstorm. I mean, all kinds of things. You're going to be called on to do things probably that you might not have ever thought.
Right. So this hiring process, the academy, and this job in general is going to challenge you mentally and physically. So we're going to need that type of discipline and integrity and, you know, that, like I said before, that grit to get through those tough times.
And you need math, too. That's something I've come to understand is that with this job, there's stuff like accident recreation that goes into it that you're taught.
Correct. And I'm actually a crash reconstructionist. So there's a tons of math involved in that. That's more of a specialty. Select few individuals to have that. But yes, we investigate tons of crashes throughout the entire state. So which we require a little bit of math, and obviously we deal with speed and to determine that speed. So you'll do a little bit of math. But the great thing is, Chris, is we're going to teach you everything that you need to know to become a trooper by going through our academy.
How long does that academy experience take?
So it ranges, but roughly 25 weeks. So our academy is slated to start January 9th and graduate in June.
Do you get paid while you're in the academy?
Great question. You do. You get paid roughly $1,600 every 2 weeks. So your pay in academy is $42,000. Once you graduate the academy, it goes up to $48,000. Once you get a year on, it goes to $52,000. So within a year and a half, you get about a $10,000 pay raise. And we also anticipate a slight pay raise come next year anyway.
Oh, well, I guess that's something that that all the troopers need to know about.
Right. So there's tons of great benefits, you know, pay time off, pay leave time off. We work with you if you need to take time off for your family or if you're sick or new parent leave. So there's tons of different opportunities where you can take off if need be.
All in all, it sounds like it's a pretty good and stable job and one where if you're servant hearted, you might could thrive.
Great. Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about this pandemic that we're in. And during the midst of this pandemic, we hired additional troopers. So if you're looking for that job security, you're looking for that career that you know that you're not going to be laid off from, the Indiana State Police could be a career path for you.
Anything that I didn't ask that I might should have?
Listen, if you have any questions, oftentimes people don't apply because they're not sure or they get misinformation. Contact the recruiter, get those questions answered, go to the website and apply today. So indianatrooper.com is where you can apply at.